어우터리고 니다 아이고 어우터리고
আমি বেশ কয়েকদিন আসতে পারিনি মহারাজ
শুধু মহারাজের যে জার্মানিতে যে আর্গুমেন্ট সেটা দেখলাম সিংহদের যে সে বৌদ্ধ আচার্যকে কিরম কাবু করেছিলেন সেটা ওইখানে বোঝা যায়
He's saying that the way you defeated the scientist
Kabur.
And the way you preached like a lion in Germany. Maharaj is remembering that.
Bhagavadhyacharya Mahapandit Nijo Navamate Tarkei Khandila Prabhu Naparistapite Mahaprabhu had to meet when both Buddhist Acharya in Andhra Desh, the province of Nagarjuna, a stalwart in the Buddhist philosophy. And also we find in a great poet, Srihastra, Naishadakar, Naishadakar Kabba, Naishadi Padalaliktam, a good epic Naishad. And there is mentioned Hamsaduta is there. I mentioned the poem, very poetic writings. Prithvi dhuni rasani sitapi tiktayati hamsa gulabatam vijnapaniyan abhiru madartha krudhakrudushne hridinai sadasya prithvi dhuni rasani sitapi tiktayati hamsa gulabatam hamsarud Rupa Goswami also used hamsa as dhuta.
Kalidas also used
Meghadutta. That has been criticized that hamsa may play the part, but how the cloud may be taken as messenger. So Kalidas has himself given explanation for that. Kamatmana pagirikipana chetana chetaneshu. So much engrossed in lost feeling that they loses the sense whether addressing to an animate or inanimate. Can't differentiate. So much blind with lost. But in the highest sense, anything can be messenger. He willing, God willing. Everything is animate. What I would like to say, that consciousness first, and the matter conception last. At the bottom of every material consciousness, there is some spiritual consciousness. Consciousness can know, consciousness can contact consciousness direct. This Chaya, Godbha, Sambhutan, this chant, the sun, all the planets, from consciousness, first hazy consciousness and then material consciousness. When consciousness coming into stage of matter, material conception, before that, he is to experience a sort of vague consciousness, and crossing that, coming down to material consciousness. So everything has got its spiritual side. And we are in direct connection with that aspect only. That aspect only. It's prithivi. Prithivi, the earth, is conceived as a woman, presiding woman. Presiding deity of the earth is a woman. The sun, so the devata is there. Because the soul coming into material consciousness must come through some vidabhas. Vidabhas then achit. Without crossing that plane, consciousness cannot come to matter consciousness. When pure consciousness is coming to matter consciousness, before that he will pass through Siddhabhas. So, at the background of every material thing, there is some spiritual conception. And that cannot but be.
What is that Siddhabhas?
Something like mind. Suppose the consciousness comes to feel the matter. Consciousness is coming to material world, to know material world. He has to pass through the material consciousness and then to matter. As according to Darwin theory, the matter gradually produces consciousness. But before producing consciousness, that must produce some hazy consciousness, mind, and then soul. So just the opposite.
What is this subjective evolution that I have been hearing?
Subjective evolution, in toto, you can take it as parallel to material evolution. Subject is first. Super subject is first, then jiva subject next, and then this from jiva subjective, the product is coming as matter, and before the product comes to matter, it must have to penetrate through hazy consciousness, and then matter, pirabhas, or that devata. Madhvacharya says that anything within that devata, and then Vayu or Guru, and then Baladev, then Chidridamithun, the five classifications given by Madhvacharya. A thing, and then presiding deity of that thing. Then within him there is Guru, Tattva, Vayu, Mukha Vayu, Mukha Pram. And then within that, Baladev. And within that, Chidridamithun, Radha Krishna. The process of development in this way. This is upward. But I say downward. It has the reality exists, and according to Hegel, by itself and for itself. It is independent. But to become absolute, Hegel says that it must be by itself and must be for itself. That it exists, it is his own cause, and also it exists to fulfill his own purpose, not subservient to any other. Then that any other will be a higher position. So to become reality, if at all we assert that there is anything reality, that two qualifications he must possess. What? That must be by himself. He will be his own cause. And the second, more important to us, that he exists to fulfill his own purpose, not subservient to any other entity. then its position would be secondary. So, reality, the absolute, it is full in itself. Then other things are coming from him. Perfect thing already exists, and what we see to be imperfect, that comes down according to our defective instrumentality. That will be dependent. Imperfect will be dependent on perfect in a particular portion, maybe, to prove its perfection. To prove the perfection, the conditioned and unconditioned, finite, infinite. This is indirectly existing. The defective world has got indirect position in the truth. So without, from reality to come to what is we think to be non-real, we need to pass through a sort of consciousness, then to the material representation, necessarily. At once, that cannot jump into matter conception, but must pass through a process to come to material consciousness.
But it's not that the subjective evolution,
yes,
is the removal of the, or upgrading the Atma, which is bound within this material body, to remove that material body.
Evolution means it is eternal. What exists that is eternal, a system, not that a non-differentiated cause like a seed and then evolving to a tree. It is there. The dynamic whole is there. So, the Swarup Shakti evolution is already there. The inner evolution is eternal with the cause. That is eternal, nitya. Then, from the tatastha, from the bharja of the eternal potential evolution, which is eternal, then the tatastha shakti brahmalok, the evolution and dissolution begins only on the outer scarves. And Swarup Shakti, that is always an evolved thing. Not from non-differentiated, differentiation is coming. Eternally non-differentiated thing, lila, it is there. If static can be conceived eternal, then why not dynamic thing can be conceived eternal? Evolved within Swarup Shakti is nitya. Then the evolution and dissolution, that is concerning only this to this subtle spirit, to the gross material. Here, the evolution dissolution, not there, in the internal abode, wholesome.
So, objective evolution is what modern science calls Darwinian evolution. But subjective evolution will be in Krishna conscious sense.
You have to take the example of hypnotism. Hypnotism. Subject, super subject controls the subject to see anything and everything, and he is bound to see that. As we see the stone compels us to see it as stone. Just take the opposite. The super subject, he can compel us to see even a water that sees stone. I shall see stone. The whole control is on the upward, and nothing remains in what we see in the objective world. Objective world fully controlled by the subjective. Dibbam dadamiti chakhu pashme yogavasham maheshwaram. I say, see me in this. It's bound to see. No other alternative.
Maharaj, matta smriti gyanam apohanam cha. Does that also imply?
Matvasthiti jnanam apohanam cha. He is the prime cause, but not the immediate cause. That depends on the, it is applicable to the tatastha shakti jiva, this side the world. Bhurbhuva samaha janatapa shakta lok, up to that. Also, he, the controller, he can, for his lila, he can do anything and everything. In his own domain also, he may play in that way. But what is meant here in Gita, that is concerning this, from Satyaloka, this Brahmanda, this evolution, and this evolution area.
In December.
Matasnati jnanam apohanam cha. That is also a gist. Everything manipulated by me. No credit can be attached to the external things, but all credit should go to the center. Center is controlling anything and everything. The color is produced through the eye. Not that the color is there and the eye can catch it. In wholesale consideration, the color has been produced from sukma, the sthul, that the gross is coming from the subtle. So sound is created by the ear. In Sankhya philosophy, of course, Panchatan Matra, that is bifurcated in three ways, branch three ways. In Tamogun, the objective, Rajogun, the instrumental, and the Sattogun, the light. The light, the eye, the color. So, the sky, the sound, ear, and what is another?
Sound.
In this way, the one cause is branching in three ways, panchatan matra, branching three ways, tamo, rajo, sattva. So the world is coming from subtle, the gross is coming through the channel. The feeder, the instrument is creating the object of his perception.
There was a conference in December in Delhi.
Yes.
That maybe Madhava might
Try to understand this hypnotism. The whole thing is a hypnotism, whole creation. And it is completely in the hand of the subject. All this has got no meaning. The law, sub-law, all is pertaining to the subjective world.
But how does one know that there is hypnotism? How will one understand or will realize that there is hypnotism?
We will get to that process. How one can know that from laboratory three gases can produce water, the hydrogen and oxygen, this can produce water. How can one know? Only when you come to that stage of knowledge, you can know that the gas can produce this material thing. In that way, when you have got idea of the higher things, then you can say that from subtle gross things are coming out.
And Maharaj, can you compare it to a dream? Like a dream is a reflection of the reality. Right? And this reality is a reflection of the absolute reality. This relative reality is a reflection of the absolute reality.
Perverted reflection. When highly qualified things must be given the position of the causal importance. Not that the lower thing can produce higher thing.
Mm-hmm.
But higher thing, it is easy for the higher to produce lower.
Mm-hmm.
Why should we not follow that?
Yeah, that's our point.
Our point. The lower, the stone can produce a soul, We have to take that. Why not? The soul can produce stone. Why not? We have to inquire that process. How soul can produce stone? We are done away with that. And the stone is gradually producing soul. We are very fond of investigating in that line.
Mm-hmm.
Why? The subtle will be given more importance than the gross. Man has created God, and not God has created man.
So, Maharaj, then God is the magician and we are the observer.
He is a magician and super magician. Not only magician of our experience.
Yeah. Then what is the role of Yogamaya, Maharaj? Then what is the role of Yogamaya?
That is eternal company of God. Prakriti Purusha existing together. The potency, thing and potency, substance and potency, inconceivably connected. Otherwise that will be Brahma. The independent of potency we conceive the soul, that is Brahma of Shankaracharya. So, the potency Prakriti Purusha, the energy and consciousness. Baladev, three things, Jnana Balak Kriyata. The eternal aspect of the absolute whole, first bifurcation in three ways we find. Energy and consciousness, thinking, feeling, willing. Satchit Ananda. Satta, the existing existence maintained what is the potential as Baladev, and the consciousness mainly Vasudev, and the feeling mainly Radhika. Jnanavala Kriyacha, Satchitananda, Ananda, Radhini. Three phases. Adhyayagan, one whole, can be thought in first evolved stage, if we say so, in three ways. main consciousness, main energy, and main satisfaction. Three phases. We have to conceive that ultimate reality. It is there. Jnanavala Kriyacha. Thinking, feeling, wedding, Satchit Ananda, Satyam Sivam Sundaram. Then, by evolution, dissolution, in the eternal and in the non-eternal. You have to go through Bhaktivinoda Thakur's Sri Krishna Sangita. Have you gone through?
No.
You must go through it. Sri Krishna Sangita, a book, Bhaktivinoda Thakur. A development has been given there in creation. Bipin Pal, he gave a lecture in a public hall. Institute কি বলে ওই গোলদিগির উপরে থাকে হলটা গোলদিগি কলেজ স্কয়ারে যে একটা হল আছে না পাবলিক হল না না আলবার্ট ইউনিভার্সিটি ইনস্টিটিউট দ্যাট এ মিটিং ওয়াজ হেল্ড আফটার দি ডিপার্চার অফ ভক্তিনাথ ঠাকুর বিপিন পাল এ পলিটিক্যাল লিডার. And he also edited for some time magazine, then Narayana, financed by C.R. Das. There he, of course, dealt about Bhagavad Gita and many things. But he gave a lecture there that going through Sri Krishna Sanhita, Bhaktivinoda Thakur, my faith in Vaishnavism came back. He was a Brahmo type, but he in a public meeting, he declared that after reading Bhaktivinoda Thakur Sri Krishna Sanhita, my faith came back to Vaishnavism. His ancestors were Vaishnava Parhas. He was a man of Srihatta. A very scientific way Bhaktivinoda Thakur has dealt their theism.
Is it not existing in English?
No.
Hare Krishna, Gaur, so this came from my mind, this question of grahan, Surya grahan, Chandra grahan.
Mm-hmm.
You see, by material combination and movement.
Mm-hmm.
But in scripture it has been described that Rahu is devouring the sun or the moon.
Mm-hmm.
When in the last days of Prabhupada, he was in Puri, Bangalore. And perhaps some eclipse came at that time, or I can't remember.
Mm-hmm.
Vasudev Prabhu, who was supposed to be knowing the Siddhanta next to Prabhupada, he suddenly ridiculed the idea given in Bhagavatam, that Rahu has devouring moon or sun. This was in a ridiculous tone of upahas taki, ridiculous something like that. But I could not tolerate that in name of Bhagavatam such remarks should be passed. I came to support Bhagavatam. And Prabhupada was there, our Guru Maharaj. I opposed Vasudev Prabhu. But Bhagavatam has stated that not to be taken so lightly. So I came with some far-fetched support, saying that Bhaktivinoda Thakur in Jaiva Dharma has created so many imaginary characters. But I think that is not imagination.
Mm-hmm.
It might have occurred in some kalpa, some day of Brahma.
Mm-hmm.
And that has come.
Mm-hmm.
In this way I want to support that what is necessary to prove a reality that has got some real position cannot but be. In this way my argument was. And the Prabhupada supported me.
What was Prabhupada's explanation?
He only supported me. Then I think now and then, what is the matter? This Rahu, what Sukhdev, he told, Vasudev has told, geographically which is impossible. But it is there. The Swami Maharaj, the Gita as it is.
Mm-hmm.
How to prove, I don't know. But it is. I have got faith in this. Sanmasa Dakshinayanam, Uttarayanam, all these things, so many things. Sahasra Yugapati Jantam Harjat Brahmanovi. So, very recently, I always meditate in these things. I generally live alone. But I generally live with the scriptures, especially trying to understand the inner meaning of the shloka in a universal way. So, Recently, this suggestion came to me. The shadow, that is also considered to be a stage of consciousness. And only through that stage we can come to the material conception, and not without. That recently came to my mind, a month ago. Because I am internally discussing with me all these things, always. Recently this came to me, that why they used to see, the aliens used to see everything as contrast. This shadow is also contrast. Before we go to have conception of a shadow, we must pass from soul through the mind to the material conception. So, the chaya, the shadow, before we reach the conception of shadow, we must pass through some mental stage. And that is chidabhas, that is personification may be attached there. Before we approach soul approaching matter, material world, but before that we must have passed through some chidabhas into matter, what is non-matter, non-consciousness. Through such realm he must have to pass through. And that is to be reckoned first. That is chaya got his personality, it is chetan, chaya, everything. Every material conception presupposes some spiritual conception of that particular thing. Necessarily, the soul must pass through that stage to have a conception of material existence. So, chaya has got personality. And the Bhagavata and the rishis, they are addressing in that way. Everywhere they are finding the personal type. What we think, we see it to be the dead matter, but they are always taking the personal representation. Why? The soul, when going to material conception, she will have to pass through some personal. That is his own real in the store, that is to be reckoned. And what is concrete matter, that is unknown and mere effect. So personal conception that must be. Govinda Maharaj, any good jnana ke paisa diye den paatha.
Shadow, the consciousness in the shadow.
So the shadow, before we reach the conception of shadow, the soul is going to have experience of the shadow. So, soul has to pass through a stage to go to the shadow conception, and that will be person. That have some spiritual existence.
Is that shadow similar as the Maharaj?
So everything, the earth, the moon, everything has got personal conception.
Prabhupada used to say everything is personal.
So what we say to be matter, at the background must have some personal conception of them. Without personal conception, we cannot reach to the gross matter. That is my contention. So, in our ancient shastra, we find that they are always talking to the person, though to us it is matter, dead matter, but they have considered them as person. Why? That matter is rather the shadow of the that thing, that is more real. That is more real. And the matter is less real.
So the shadow is Rahu. The shadow is Rahu.
Shadow, when it is seen as a person, that may be Rahu.
So that means the moon is going through the influence of Rahu, which is...
And Rahu, everything is conscious. The shadow, that effect, when the moon is between the sun and earth, the shadow of the moon is coming here. And that what is coming, that is also, everything is conscious. Everything is first conscious, then matter. Through the personal conception, we are come out to have gross consciousness. We must pass through. So really what is in our sight, that is all personal. So everything they are addressing as person. The tree, the mountain, the sun, the moon, the ocean, everything person. They are dealing everything as person. Why? Everything, because before coming to that material conception, they have to come through a particular process, and pure consciousness, it is coming to pure matter, then must be some mixed stage, and that is person, person in karma, suffering in karma. Person means that not whole spiritual person, as we are, mixture. So, what they are saying and addressing, everything is person. It is real. It is not concoction. It is necessary truth. Before we come to the conception of any matter, our soul passes through a process to go to that material conception. And the representation, the reflection in the soul, that is something conscious. Without and piercing through that, we are to go to the material conception.
Maharaj, this reminds me also, the Prabhupada in New York City, the police, when the police car goes, they have the siren and they make a very weird sound, very strange sound. And Prabhupada used to say that there are ghosts sitting on the sirens and making that sound. And this clear?
Everything is conscious. As the present scientists say, everything is matter. Everything is matter. So we have real cause to think that everything is conscious.
So Maharaj, will it mean that some personalities are creating the impressions in our consciousness that is giving us the impression? Whatever you're experiencing is being caused by the influence of some personality. Say, we are seeing, say, the shadow we are seeing. Now, this shadow...
Whatever we see, that does not matter. But we can direct feel what is in our nature, that is consciousness. In developed or degraded position, it may be. But that is nearer to us. Nearer to us. We feel our mental energy only.
So the color we see, when we see color, is our mental energy.
That is a mental stage. A mental stage.
What is the reality of that object?
The reality that it is in soul, that is only real. The seer is reality. Reality is the seer.
The subject?
A subject. Subject is real. And whatever the subject goes to feel, that is also emanating from the subject.
But Maharaj, is the are the objects also person? Like say we are seeing the color red. Now, is red also a personality?
Yes, a different personality. Everything, first consciousness, and then when more grossed, then we can think like that. What is that thing? It is unknown and unknowable. In the class of ontology also is it. That we can know of a thing is attribute to the eye is such, to the ear is such, to the touch is such, but independent of all these appearances, what is the nature of the being? In the class of ontology, in the Western philosophy also, we have to read like this. The independent of the appearances, a thing is appearing to the eye in a particular way, to the ear in a particular way, to the touch in a particular way, but these are all appearances. But independent of appearances, the ontological aspect, what is it? The reality that is unknown and unknown. So, my contention, when the consciousness is going to feed some non-conscious matter, it will have to pass through a conscious area to meet the material. And so the representation of that material, what it is in its feeling, that is cannot but consciousness, so that is also person. So, the sun, moon, ocean, mountain, everything is addressed by our rishis as person. Person. First that conception, and then you will have to come to this material idea. So, to consciousness, conscious world is very near, and the material world is far off. So they are addressing in the environment whatever they will find as they are all person. In Veda, in the ancient literature, we find that they are all in the midst of persons, so many persons. Everything is a person.
And person means thinking, willing and feeling. Thinking, willing and feeling.
Thinking, feeling, willing, yes.
Living entity.
A living entity has got three pages.
Yes.
So, God with His potency, that is a subject is existing first, and then its experiences. And the experiences of the subtle must come first and given importance. And when the subject is coming to the more distant way to conceive matter, that will be the very far away from him. So he will address everything, that he is surrounded by all personal conception, personal confession. He cannot but go beyond that to assert that this is matter that is far off. His direct connection is with the shadow of the material, this reflection of the material into conscious world. He can understand that only. If matter can exist independently, then also the matter has got a shadow in the conscious world and he is concerned with that shadow. And in other words, that is person and this is his body, after effect. The matter is the after effect. But respective of all material consciousness, first is direct contact with soul, that is all person meant, or something like mental substance, as we have within.